The battle over New Hampshire's gas tax has been pitched in recent years. When Governor John Lynch sat in the corner office, he promised to veto any gas tax increase. Then last year, Democrats in the House passed a 12-cent increase to see it quickly rejected by Republicans in the state Senate. This time, a bipartisan coalition got the 4.2-cent hike through the Senate, but only after the bill was stripped of a provision that would have tied future increases to the CPI. And when it hit the House floor, its lead House sponsor, National Democrat David Campbell, urged colleagues to be pragmatic.
This bill is about the possible. It is about what we can pass today and to get some revenue into our highway fund. That's the goal before us here today.
The money from the 4.2-cent increase will fund highway improvements for 2 years. After that, roughly half the new revenue would be used to pay off $200 million in bonding used to finish the expansion of I-93. The bill also eliminates a toll on Exit 12 of the Everett Turnpike in Merrimack. In a statement, Governor Maggie Hassan called the legislation important and said she looked forward to signing it. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.